are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Going to the hotline now, joined by Nate Ulrich, who covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. And Nate, we are about one day away from the beginning of the free agency period, one day and change. The Browns have certainly a lot of money, a lot of needs. Expect them to be somewhat active in free agency. What's your sense of where the Browns are going to be going once this thing kicks off at 4 tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, obviously with the money they have and all the needs they have, it, you know, they could go a lot of ways and we could see a lot of different things happen. But I think the one thing that's pretty clear right now is that, you know, right off the top, I think safety is going to be, you know, the position that they definitely will address the first day of free agency, if not the second. I think it's going to happen pretty quickly. You know, TJ Ward, Pro Bowl safety, coming off the best season of his career. Obviously, unless something very surprising happens, he's going to hit the open market at 4 p.m. tomorrow. And, you know, if the Browns don't resign him, I think that, you know, replacing him is a top mission. And, you know, Jairus Byrd, obviously the name we've heard for a long time because of the Mike Pettine connection, spending a year together in Buffalo in 2013. And Dante Whitner is he's a Cleveland native, a guy who you kind of you list as some of the top you know, when you list the top safeties who are supposed to be available on the market, he's a guy whose name is right there. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, and you know, his name has surfaced today in reports, and you know, with the Browns showing interest, not a surprise at all that they would be interested in him too. So I think that's going to be kind of the immediate impact of free agency with the Browns. I think they're going to look to go hunting for a safety very early.
So as you look at this defense and how it's put together, I mean, I know there's a role for a safety in it. I just wonder how big a role it is, Nate, and especially when you think about all the – you know, the island coverage that you're going to ask for your cornerbacks. They're going to be out there in one-on-one. And I just wonder if that position, that other cover corner spot, matters as much, if not more, than safety. Or are you getting a safety who can handle those coverage skills for you well? And I'm not sure if that is Whitner or not. Like you said, he does have Pro Bowl pedigree. But is he – he's a big hitter. And the question becomes – are you replacing a T.J. Ward with a like type of safety, or do you need somebody who's more versatile?
Yeah, and Byrd would be that. I think you're making a good point, Vic. Byrd's a guy who's better in coverage than those other, you know, than Ward or Whitner, and a guy who's more versatile. And Mike Cutting wants to, you know, be able to interchange his safeties and not have them locked in the traditional strong safety, free safety roles. He wants guys who can do more. I think, you know, Tashawn Gibson, not saying he's nowhere close to Jairus Byrd or anything like that, but I think he has a little bit of the versatility in his game. Obviously needs to develop it to become a, you know, a reliable starter long term. But I think that, you know, you can plug in another versatile safety, and then you can have that ability to interchange with the Mike Pettine once. So for that reason, I think Jairus Byrd would make the most sense. The problem is the competition is going to be fierce for him. Not saying it's not going to be for Whitner, but I think that, you know, Jairus Byrd, ESPN.com today reported that, you know, he's looking for $9 million a year. Obviously, there are other teams who are, you know, supposedly locked into the Jairus Byrd sweepstakes. So he's going to be pricey, and it's going to be, you know, he's going to have other teams that are definitely going to be after him. So I think that, you know, the Browns need to look at this like, hey, you know, if Jairus Byrd is our top target, just saying hypothetically he is, and, you know, there's all these other teams, the price is high, obviously we need other plans, and maybe that's where this Dante Whitner interest is coming from.
Outside of the safety position, Nate, what are the first positions you expect to see the Browns go after in free agency?
Well, Vic said it too, and, you know, I meant to bring this up in the last answer, but cornerback I think is huge. You know, I don't think he can really rely on Buster Skrine as your starting cornerback long term. I think it would be great in an ideal situation to have him be your nickel. I think he could really thrive in that role if he could just focus on it, you know, covering the slot guys. And I think that, you know, if you could get another starter in there, then obviously you've got a really good core of corners with some more depth. Right now it's extremely thin. It was extremely thin last year. And, you know, it really got, you know, exposed. Like, you know, when you look at those fourth quarter comebacks, you know, you look at the secondary and the way it struggled. And I think that, you know, Leon McFadden is a third round pick last year, obviously really struggled to earn any playing time. And once Chris Owens put on IR with his injury, Leon McFadden got in there. He struggled a lot. Teams picked on him in crucial moments. And I think you saw that the Browns really need to add a corner to that mix. They need somebody to start opposite Joe Hayden to make Buster Skrine a nickel guy. Mm-hmm. And that way you're not throwing Leon McFadden into the fire when he's not ready to hold his own. And that's what we saw last year.
Nate Ulrich, who covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal, is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Nate, as you look at the philosophy the Browns are assuming here, are taking to free agency, based on what you can gather in conversations with Ray Farmer, and there haven't been many, we know, publicly, and Mike Pettine, and that's kind of how they're playing this, but what is your best feel for what you see, how you see this team approaching things, and how it might differ or dramatically differ from what was done before under Joe Banner, Mike Lombardi?
Well, you know, I think they're going to be pretty aggressive in free agency. Not that, you know, obviously Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi made a decent amount of moves last year. But I think that, you know, I think with all the cap room and all the needs, obviously you have 10 draft picks. You want to build through the draft, but you can't do it all through the draft. You can't do it all through free agency. Frankly, you can't do it all in 1 year. We all know that. I expect them to be pretty active and pretty aggressive. You know, like I said, with all the cap room, all the needs, you've got to be able to whittle down those needs effectively before the draft and be able to narrow your focus more. I mean, when you look at it, there's a, you know, you think like, oh, the Browns put a ton of money and a ton of investment and, you know, a ton of assets were devoted to defense last year, so it's going to be offense. But, I mean, we're talking about it right now, you know, safety, cornerback, inside linebacker. I mean, the needs are everywhere on both sides of the ball. So I think that they definitely are going to be one of the more active teams. But, you know, philosophically, I really do believe that they'd rather build through the draft. It's just a matter of having the cap space, and you've got to plug some of these holes, and you've got to use free agency to supplement the way you build a team.
We did talk about the defensive side of the ball quite a bit. Nate, what direction do you think they would go in free agency, if any, on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, receiver, because I think that they need at least two. You know, you've got Josh Gordon, all pro. Everybody knows that's great. But where's your number two and where's your slot guy? I mean, Devon Bess, obviously, that didn't work out. It's very sad and unfortunate what's happened there. And, you know, I wish Devon all the best and hope he gets well. But he's not going to be there, obviously. You know, he was supposed to be your slot guy. And, you know, they need one. I mean, there's no doubt. You don't, it's not like you need, you know, it's just like cornerback, you know. You don't need two cornerbacks. You don't need two receivers in this league. You need at least three guys who are going to be on the field most of the time. And you really don't have anyone on the roster. Greg Little is not your number two receiver. I think that, you know, showed itself last year for sure. And Travis Benjamin, yeah, he's a nice guy to put in there in the slot at times. He's a nice guy to line up wide and let him, you know, run a fly route and see if he can burn somebody. He's a nice guy to run some trick plays with, but he's also coming off a torn ACL. So when you look at the receiving core, I think that's a huge area of need. And it's a supposedly a very deep draft at that position. So I think you can definitely, you know, target that in the draft, you know, in the first couple of rounds. But I think you need to pick somebody up in free agency as well. And then also, you know, running back could be a possibility for sure. You know, Ben Tate, Knowshon Moreno, guys who've been linked to the Browns for a while. That all makes sense. You know, guys who fit into that one cut system, who can run in that, you know, zone blocking scheme that Kyle Shanahan's going to bring here. It makes sense, but I also look at, you know, the way the Shanahans, Kyle and his father, have operated over the years and picked up running backs late in the draft, plugged them in, and turned them into, you know, 1,000-yard-plus rushers. So wouldn't be surprised if you know, they look to the draft for that position. But I would definitely say I think receiver would be the most logical offensive position to address in free agency.
I could see a Ben Tate happening, but to me it's only going to be a function of if the free agent market for running backs is as depressed as everybody thinks that it's going to be. So that basically you're getting them at a bargain basement price. Otherwise, I think you go through the draft at that position, chew them up, spit them out. That's just kind of the nature of the beast right now at that position, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point there, too, about, you know, the right price and everything. I just want to say, on the eve of free agency, let's remember, no matter who the Browns get tomorrow, if they get Jarris Byrd, if they get, you know, if they make a big splash, everyone needs to keep in mind, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You know, this is free agency, and there's usually a but at the end of, you know, in the middle of every sentence.
There's a reason why they're free agents.
Yep.
Exactly. So, you know, you try to do the best you can, but there's always that but, and you got to see how it pans out. You know, I think Paul Kruger can still be, you know, a good player for the Browns, and, you know, but when you talk about making a big splash in 5 years for $40 million, you expect more sacks out of Paul Kruger. Paul Kruger expects more sacks out of himself than 4.5, you know. So, you know, Desmond Bryant, I think he was a really good signing and showed dominance at times last year, but obviously had a season cut short by, you know, a rapid heartbeat that he had to have a procedure for. So those were some of the big free agent signings last year. And obviously, Devon Best wasn't a free agent. It was a trade. But you get the point. When you bring new guys in like that, it's not always a seamless transition. And you've really got to kind of be careful in free agency, because there are so many pitfalls. And that's really the bottom line, why you want to build through the draft, because it's just history has shown that's the way to go. It's a better process.
Nate, great stuff, and thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
Okay, guys. Thanks again.
All right. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal, and we have got much more ahead for you on this edition of CBD. You're going to hear from the head coach of Clemson University, the Tigers, Dabo Swinney. We're going to talk some Sammy Watkins with him, maybe a little Taj Boyd with him at about 1:45. And then we will get into a conversation about free agency from the inside. Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of the New York Jets, he'll join us at 2:30. And we've got a lot more ahead. Your calls, by the way. We want to hear from you on the eve of free agency. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily as well. The barks and the growls from the pound. We want those. He is Nathan Zegura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is ESPN 850 WKNR.